a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Today, BYU tries to put things back on track.
Back of the end zone, and oh, what a catch is made! Samson Nakua with a touchdown!
You're listening to extended pregame coverage.
BYU versus Baylor with Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte from KSLSports.com and KSL News Radio.
Roughly 2 hours to go until kickoff between the Bears and the Cougars, and man, it's been an awesome pregame show here on KSL News Radio. Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte, we've had a blast and loved hearing from Chaz IU. Loved your interview, Mitch, with Commissioner Bolsmy of the Big 12. Excited for BYU to get to the Big 12. And we're going to get a taste later today with BYU and Baylor. We want to get you familiar with the opponent with a segment we do each and every week. It is Three and Out.
Three and Out. A quick hit look at BYU's next opponent on the gridiron. It's Three and Out on Cougar Sports Saturday.
Three and Outs brought to you by Economics Partners, Utah's premier business valuation and strategic consulting firm. If you need a business valuation, contact econpartners.com. They're big BYU fans, so check them out if you need to. All right, Mitch, should we get things going with first down?
First down.
First down, we take a look at a stat that you need to know for today's game. And for me, the number I'm going to give you, Matt, is 131. That's the number of first downs BYU's defense has allowed this season. That's not good. BYU ranks 102nd nationally in first downs allowed. The defense has to step up. If you get Baylor behind the sticks, you got to get off the field. If it's a 3rd and 8, do not give up that first down and let Baylor move down the field. So guys like Ben Bywater, Chaz IU, who you heard earlier today, the secondary with Ammon Hanneman, who's taking leaps in his game, Malik Moore, they've got to be dialed in. They got to, when there's the opportunity there to get off the field, get off that field, because it's becoming too much of a theme with this BYU defense where they're giving first down after first down after first down. No coincidence to our name here, but they cannot let that be a consistent deal with what against Baylor's offense. That is the most potent offense BYU is going to face to this point of the season.
For me, the number is 0, and Kalani teased my little three and out stat earlier in the program, but that's the number of interceptions Baylor's thrown this year. None. They've thrown 0 interceptions. Gary Bohannon, he's thrown for 1,300 yards, 11 touchdowns, no interceptions, completing 66% of his passes. This is a good quarterback who you know, he kind of burst onto the scene in the Big 12 championship game back in 2019. Made some plays in a tight game against Oklahoma when Charlie Brewer, remember that name, Charlie Brewer gets banged up, and in comes Gary Bohannon, throws a couple touchdown passes. So this is a good quarterback, and if he throws no interceptions, they have no turnovers, I think it's going to be hard for BYU. So pay attention to that. Maybe the Cougars can force Bohannon into his first interception of the year.
Second down.
What?
All right, players that you need to watch for in today's game. To me, the player to watch for BYU is Puka Nacua. I think he's going to be the player of the game. This is going to be his signature moment in his BYU career. Every single week, it's felt like since he was out against Arizona, he's just gotten better and better and better. Last week, he had a nice one-handed grab against Boise State. I'm expecting a big game from Puka Nacua, and that might be counter to what you would expect because Baylor's pass defense is one of the best. Only they're 16th nationally in passing yardage allowed per game, but I think they haven't faced a receiving unit the caliber of BYU's, and I think Puka Nacua is going to be the biggest beneficiary as the defense zeroes in on Neil Powell, Gunnar Romney. Puka's going to be open. I'm expecting Puka to have a big game. What about you, Matt?
Yeah, for me, it's a wide receiver, but it's not Puka for me. I'm going Neil Pauu. He leads the team in receptions. He's only had, only is a relative word because BYU has spread the football around. 13 different guys have caught a pass, but Pauu's had 4 receptions in the last 3 games consecutively. So 4-4-4, 12 in the last 3 games. I think he's going to lead BYU in receptions against Baylor. I think he's just such a unique guy who can play in the slot. He can play on the outside. I love the choice with Puka. I think Puka is going to have a great game as well, but I think Neil Pauu is a guy who's going to maybe not have quite the game he had against Arizona where he had 8 for over 100, but I think he'll go over 100 yards, maybe 5, 6, or 7 catches. Neil Pauu, love his game. I think he's going to be a big-time player against Baylor.
Third down.
Yeah, third down here. A bold prediction for today's game. And let me add real quick before we get into this, a player to watch for Baylor, Tyquan Thornton, wide receiver number 9. We're in this theme of wide receiver talk. He's going to be a name to keep it on. BYU secondary better be ready. Third down, bold prediction. Here's my bold take, Matt. I'm saying BYU wins this football game. I think that feels bold, right?
Yeah.
BYU comes in as a touchdown underdog. I'm saying the Cougars pull the upset. I think they bounce back. They get their 6th win of the season. BYU wins this football game, and I think they win it by a touchdown. BYU's going to get it done today.
For me, and I'm not saying this because of your fantastic commentary about Puka Nacua, but I think he's going to get his first touchdown of the year. I think I'm totally with you, Mitch, that he is just progressively getting better and better and better. He did drop that touchdown against Arizona State, so that could have come a few weeks ago, but he's going to score a touchdown later today. Puka Nacua gets his first touchdown as a BYU Cougar.
That would be great to see. Puka Nacua, BYU, I'm expecting them to win this game, Matt. I think they're going to get it done. What's your final score prediction?
For me, I've got Baylor winning this football game 31-24. That Boise State game has me concerned about just the injuries right now. I just feel like BYU's depth has been tested, and it finally took its toll against Boise State. I want to see some guys get back. Can they gel? I think BYU can certainly win this game, but since they've got to make a pick here on pregame coverage, I'm going to go Baylor. I'm not feeling great about the health of the team right now, and it's going to be tough on the road. So I hate to be that guy here on pregame coverage, but I think Baylor's going to win this one. A close one, but I'm going to give the edge to the home team.
Maybe it's the Rudy's barbecue that I had last night. It's just making me feel some kind of way. I'm thinking BYU wins. I'm going to say BYU 28, Baylor 23. I think both offenses will get their fair share of points, and they'll have some explosive plays. Baylor's an explosive team. They'll play a little bit of triple option at times, too. They throw some wrinkles in here. It's so funny watching Baylor on film because there's so many elements to what we've seen from BYU the past few seasons. But this will be a good football game, and I think Cougar Nation, the fans that are going to be there are going to see a good football game. I think it's going to be one that BYU wins because, again, I've always felt that BYU under Kalani, and the facts have shown these big stages, these Power 5 venues, when BYU is an underdog, they come in and perform well. BYU has won their last 6 games under Kalani Sitake as an underdog. Keep that in mind. BYU is a good underdog team. This is another situation where they're being viewed as, you know, they're kind of getting exposed after the loss to Boise. BYU bounces back. They're going to win this football game.
Well, Mitch, I hope you're right. If I ever want to be wrong, it's this week. I would love BYU to get back to their winning ways. And then, as I mentioned earlier, Mitch, a win against Baylor, I think you're right back into the New Year 6 conversation because this is a team that could win the Big 12. Like, Oklahoma has shown to be suspect. And so I think Baylor is a good football team. I'd love to see it. I just need to see it. How you kind of felt against Utah all those years, like, they got to do it before I believe. That's how I feel with the with an injury team in BYU that's fighting the injury bug. But, man, I hope you're right, Mitch.
Well, you're going to hear it on KSL News Radio, and you can see in-game coverage on KSLSports.com and all of our social feeds, KSL Sports on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Mitch_Harper, Biamonte Matt. We've got you covered here on the banks of the Brazos River, Waco, Texas, BYU, and Baylor. Extended pregame coverage. It's been a pleasure. So for Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte, producer Dallin Graff, this has been extended pregame coverage of BYU versus Baylor here on KSL News Radio. It's always powered by KSLSports.com.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.